Next, David will take you through a series of questions to help what he calls recontextualize your life. These questions will help you become more introspective, as he suggested earlier, to assist you in making good, healthy choices. The first question is, what is it that gives my life meaning?
He can look at that from multiple viewpoints and get different answers. What do we mean by meaning? We mean emotional significance, we really mean value. In what way is my life of value, and what makes it valuable? And that brings you to an examination of your relationships and your skills and your function and your relationship with God. And therefore, you're always sort of aware of what that is at any one time. Is my having this today of any help to anybody? Who would be listening to it? And what kind of questions might be going on in their mind? So I'm trying to fulfill the needs and the expectations of the listener of what we're talking about right this moment. It's just not you and I, but all the people. So it's my chance to contribute what I can to the happiness and success and inner fulfillment and spiritual growth and development of the listener, whoever that listener might be. So I'm sort of devoted to the listener, although literally anonymous, in actuality very real. And so I value this opportunity to speak anonymously, speak to people who I may not meet, but whose welfare I'm really devoted to. So I'm responsible to myself to bring the greatest improvement in the welfare of the listener. So that's quite a responsibility. People, they're drifting. Their lives are adrift. They lead a careless life. Somebody said, the unexamined life is not worth living. That is only by seeing the significance. So that brings forth the value of meaning. And it isn't languaging and all the various things that we do or say or believe, but it's what do we mean by that? What is the meaning of the language and what is the meaning of the symbol? And it's only in the meaning that there is any value.
The second question is, what do I really value?
That comes out of the very thing we've been discussing, the examination of your life and what you do. You can look at your life, you know, once a week and review your life for the week. What did I do this week? How well did I do it? Is that the way I really wanted to spend my time? Where can I bring about improvement? Looking at your relationships, is there room for improvement here, room for improvement there? And you're looking for what brings you gratitude, because what brings you gratitude is what you value. So the point I'm at, let's say, is the degree of unobstructed lovingness that I feel towards all that exists and to everything and everyone. Unless it's complete and perfect love, I'm not satisfied with it. There's a limitation, a hesitation, a holding back. So if I am less than radiant with some clerk in a store, I look at myself, now why did I hold back with that person? Because I find that if you're very grateful and radiant with a clerk, most of them will just half drop over with surprise. Thank you very much for waiting on me. They go, huh? Yeah, huh? What did you say? Nobody acknowledged their existence the whole day. They're Walmart, you know, these are 2 for 79 cents, here's your change. And they don't even give the clerk a smile. So when I go to the supermarket, I always give whoever's behind the counter a big thank you and acknowledgement for waiting on me. And half the time, they look at you like, huh? They open and close the cash register, that was the end of it. Most people are cold and personal and different to them. So if somebody says, golly, thank you a lot for waiting, I mean, they usually go, gonk. So you devote your life to bringing as much happiness as you can to the lives of everything and everyone around you, whether it's the welfare of your garden or your animals or your pets or your friends, your family. You do what you can for God and country. The way to be a success is to make the other people in your life a success. By making them successful, your life becomes successful. If you're married, you try to make your wife as happy as you can make your wife. And if it's an auditor, you try to make the auditor as happy. So your way is you get a joy out of bringing happiness to others.
The third question is, if you were to remove it from my life, would my life still have meaning?
That just would be your hierarchy of values. So everybody has values, things they seek and desire and appreciate, but they're a hierarchy. And so if you write down a hierarchy or you reflect on a hierarchy, then you really find out who you are and what you value and what you're willing to sacrifice for. Would you do this or that, the other thing for money? No. Would you do this or that because it made the other person happy? Yes. So you see what your values are, and it gives you an idea of where you're at.
The fourth question is, if my job and position were taken away, what meaning would my life have then? What would it be worth?
How you evaluate yourself as a functionary in the world, because the world sees you as a functionary. You fulfill this job or you fulfill that social role. So many people are really defined in the eyes of others in a functional way, your function, rather than what you are. What you are is one thing. How you function is something else. So you might function at one level, but be at another level. You might have a high function and be a complete flop as a being, or the other way around. You may be an absolute nobody, but everybody radiates with happiness when they see you. I remember in New York City, I had an apartment there for some years, and there was a doorman. And that doorman just radiated gracious consideration for others. When he opened the door for you, you felt like you were the king of England. And it was just fantastic. He just radiated this appreciation for others and dignity of others, and he respected the dignity of every person. And as a consequence, everybody respected him. Everybody loved that doorman. He just radiated a certain goodness and joy of existence, which people then reflected back to him. So the way, therefore, what we're saying is, be towards others the way you would like the world to be to you, because that's what is going on. Be towards others the way you would want the world to be to you. Radiate appreciation and goodness and well intentions, and to love everything equally. To love the bug because the bug exists. To love the little bug as well as you do the beautiful antelope or the giraffe in the zoo.
And the fifth question is, what am I willing to die for?
That is a refinement. When you get along further in your self-examination, you're trying to calibrate in a way, appreciate the level of your various values. And you do eventually come to the question, what would I be willing to die for? And whenever I did it, I always came up with who, because the what was only a reflection of the who. Am I willing to die for the world? No, I'm not going to die for the world. But I'd be willing to die to keep my grandma alive. So you start getting down to the specifics of what do you really value the most. And you end up with the people you love is what you end up with. You end up with the people that you really love. And you'd say, would I be willing to die for them? And then you realize, yes, frankly, you would. So then that comes as a surprise to you. You didn't realize that you love others more than you love this personal self. And then you realize that that's the expression of divinity within you, unconditional love within you. That the source of that love is God within you and not your personal self.